Welcome to ACT Radio, Animal Concerns of Texas. I'm Greg Lawson.
I'm Liz Walsh.
Here on ACT, we talk about how we humans relate to other animals.
We talk about how we use them for food, clothing, and entertainment, and how there are humane alternatives to these practices.
We also talk about why a plant-based diet is the best thing one can do for the environment.
So if you're concerned about the environment, if you're concerned about the way animals are treated, or if you're concerned about your health, stay with us for Animal Concerns of Texas.
Coming up on today's show, we feature a conversation with Dr. Michael Greger, author of the new book, How Not to Die. That's coming up a little later on the show, but first some news.
Conservation Catalyst and the Center for Biological Diversity released a new video of the only known wild jaguar currently in the United States. Captured on a remote sensor cameras in the Santa Rita Mountains just outside of Tucson, the dramatic footage provides a glimpse of the secretive life of one of nature's most majestic and charismatic creatures. This is the first ever publicly released video of the jaguar, and it comes at a critical point in this cat's conservation. The camera project is part of an ongoing effort to monitor mountain ranges in southeastern Arizona for endangered jaguar and ocelot. Conservation Catalyst has been collecting data on the Santa Rita jaguar for the past 3 years. The jaguar is an adult male currently in prime condition and has been named El Jefe in the Tucson area. He's been repeatedly photographed by remote sensor cameras in the Santa Ritas over the past few years, and he's the only verified jaguar in the U.S. since Macho B was euthanized as a result of capture-related injuries in March 2009. But a huge conflict is brewing that threatens to destroy El Jefe's home. A Canadian mining company is pushing to develop a massive open-pit copper mine right in the middle of the cat's territory. The mile-wide open pit and 800-foot-high piles of toxic mine waste would permanently destroy thousands of acres of occupied federally protected jaguar habitat where this jaguar now lives. According to the Conservation Catalyst survey, the jaguar has been photographed in every month of the year in these mountains, and there are more than 100 detections of him in the Santa Rita since 2013. The Canadian Rosemont mine would destroy El Jefe's home and severely hamstring recovery of jaguars in the U.S., according to Randy Seraglio. He also states that just knowing that this amazing cat is right out there just 25 miles from downtown Tucson is a big thrill. El Jefe has been living more or less in their backyard for more than 3 years now, and it's their job to make sure that his home is protected and he can get what he needs to survive. To see the video, go to the Center for Biological Diversity's website at www.biologicaldiversity.org.
The vegan culture continues to gain ground in our country. Target stores have been carrying vegan products for some time, including several varieties of non-dairy milks and Gardein brand meat alternatives. I just learned that Target has now launched their very own line of plant-based meat alternatives. Meatless products have been tested across thousands of Target stores, and they must be doing quite well for Target to invest in their own varieties of these products. We can expect these Target brand vegan meats to be lower priced than comparable vegan meats sold elsewhere. And this in turn means that in the United States, vegan meats are now more affordable and widely available than ever before. In another example of the ever-growing trend of plant-based foods, just a year after the maker of Hellmann's mayonnaise, Unilever, filed a lawsuit and ultimately dropped its case against Hampton Creek and their product Just Mayo for calling their eggless product mayo, Unilever announced that it will release its own vegan mayonnaise. American food choices are changing. A report from global market research firm Mintel identified meat and dairy alternatives as one of the 12 key trends set to impact the global food and drink market in 2016. While the total number of Americans that identify themselves as vegan or vegetarian remains at around 5%, one-third of the population now say they are trying to eat vegetarian meals at least occasionally. Food companies have taken notice of this and are adapting to the change. Now just about any grocery store, from Albertsons to Walmart to Target, is expanding its plant-based selections. Even hamburger fast food chains like Wendy's are coming out with plant-based alternatives. People have become more aware of the impact that their food choices have on animals, the planet, and their health, and they're turning to plant-based diets as a better option. Unilever's new eggless mayonnaise is another sign of even more plant-based foods to come. It's absolutely incredible that after Unilever attempted to take down a plant-based mayo company for not using eggs, it has come out with its own eggless version. But as Gandhi once said, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, then you win.
The Center of Biological Diversity reports on a new analysis that finds that U.S. taxpayers have lost more than $1 billion over the past decade on a program that allows cows and sheep to graze on public lands. Last year alone, taxpayers lost $125 million in grazing subsidies on federal lands. Had the federal government charged fees similar to grazing rates on non-irrigated private land, the program would have made $261 million a year on average rather than operate at a staggering loss, according to the analysis. The study, Costs and Consequences, the Real Price of Livestock Grazing on America's Public Lands, comes as the Obama administration prepares to announce grazing fees for the upcoming year on 229 million acres of publicly owned land, most of it in the West. According to Randy Spivak with the Center of Biological Diversity, public lands grazing has been a billion-dollar boondoggle over the past decade and hasn't come close to paying for itself. Livestock owners pay less to graze their animals on publicly owned land in 2014 than they did in 1981. Today, the monthly cost of allowing a cow and a calf to graze on federal lands is about the equivalent of a can of dog food. This damaging and expensive grazing program has been broken for years and needs to be fixed. There are about 800,000 livestock operators and cattle producers in the United States. Of those, fewer than 21,000, or 2.7% of the nation's total livestock operators, benefit from the Forest Service and BLM grazing programs in the West. The federal subsidy of the grazing program goes beyond the direct costs and fees. There are vast indirect costs to grazing on federal lands, including government killing of native carnivores perceived as threats to livestock, wildfire suppression caused by invasive cheatgrass facilitated by cattle grazing, and expenditure of U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service funds from protecting other species threatened by livestock grazing.
Stay with us. Coming up next on ACT Radio, Dr. Michael Greger, who's a physician, a New York Times best-selling author, and internationally recognized professional speaker on a number of important public health issues. Dr. Greger serves as the Director of Public Health and Animal Agriculture at the Humane Society of the United States. His latest book, How Not to Die, became an instant New York Times bestseller. Michael will be the guest speaker at the Vegetarian Society of El Paso dinner on February the 20th at the Country Inn and Suites. Dr. Greger is next on ACT Radio.